Good afternoon, Durand. This is Cliff Smith here with you from Manhattan, Illinois. We're at Clarkston, Saturday, October the 20th, 2018. It's my pleasure to be here evaluating you in Music Effect. It's obviously a very cold and sort of dreary day. It was raining earlier, but I think that that's cleared up. I have a good vantage point here in the press box, just off the 50, side one. I'm looking forward to your performance today. I'll wish you the best. I'll be back with you when it's time to start. All right, looks like you're ready to go. Interesting opening set here. Just visually kind of checking out the field. We've got the three color guard stage down by the prop, side one, downstage right. Oh, interesting positions here. Okay. Cool. Nice crescendo there in the tam and bass drum into this big statement from this low brass ensemble here, side one. Obviously, we've got sort of the time effect here on the minor seconds and the xylophone. Sort of a scary approach here to the opening and a little bit of a resolution there. Yeah, so understand the timing effects. I see the clock over on side one. Yeah, nice change of pace here with the eighth note arpeggiated figures and the clock and vibraphone. Yeah, nice statement here from your trumpet soloist. With a little bit of the... Yeah, okay. So, real well staged, well placed there. Yeah, I appreciate the crescendo there from your duet. Yeah, sforzando. Yeah, and a nice turn from the ensemble's return to face the front here. Continue to support the sound here, but effective in development. Some performance elements here, they're kind of inhibiting the overall effect, but overall a well-sustained moment for you. Nice development in this phrase. Percussion battery helping to add to that through their restraint in the lower dynamic level and the crescendo here. Well done. Yeah, I've done some nice dynamic things through some phrases so far. Okay, interesting harmonic moment there for you. What I would say is just through this longer phrase, maybe consider some, a little bit more shape and direction to the musical line, in order to generate more effect and help us understand melody versus accompaniment. Yeah, a nice finish to the phrase there. The ensemble seems to contribute equally across sections, percussion to winds especially. I would just consider adding some more shape and contrast or stylistic differentiation in the articulation through some of those longer phrases. But overall, the performers seem to have a good understanding of their role. A whole different approach to music here, obviously, in the arrangement, in the original, too. Found it a bit static, just in terms of presentation musically. There's a lot of character to this music that I'm not sure is really coming out yet. Here is a better moment. But during all the development leading into this moment here, just find myself wanting to feel the groove a little bit more in the soloist and then in the soli part that follows it. Yeah, better here for sure. Yeah, front ensemble contributing somewhat to the rhythmic material, getting less contribution from them from a musical standpoint through here. I don't know if it's just because I can't hear them as well. Yeah, so the musical resolution here not as strong as the big tootie moment earlier. It just didn't quite settle in ensemble-y. That sounds like a performance comment, but when it's that way, it also inhibits some of the effect of that moment. You know, I really enjoy how the phrases develop and then typically how they resolve. This last resolution, not quite as strong as the two or three that have come earlier in your show. Front ensemble playing nicely. appreciate the addition of the Mark tree. Yeah, and musically in the timpani as well, noted and appreciated. So the front ensemble has a pretty good understanding of some of the shape and nuance in there. It does feel rubato. I just say add another level to or two of execution to really nail that. Yeah, really neat how you've got visually things in pairs with your brass choir who's playing towards the prop or towards the side one end zone. And it's interesting how you've chosen to really pull all percussion out of this. You may be able to add some cymbal rolls, something like that, to really enhance some of these phrases. The winds don't seem to be carrying that at the softer dynamic level, I think, as musically as they do here. And it's a confidence thing, I think. You know, you've done some really interesting things in terms of visual texture there, but musically, it's a bit... it's not as overwhelming, I think, as it could be. It's a really, you know, the ensemble plays pretty well. And so I think if you spend, nobody really, as a performer, most people, kids at this level, I'll just use the word kids, it's not really interesting necessarily to them to work on the softer, more lyrical passages. But I think that's it's definitely a place that you could focus some attention going forward this season or even in future seasons, is really trying to enhance the musical moment there. You do some really neat things just in terms of upper body facing as you move and turn to help enhance the crescendi and diminuendi. All right, a lot of energy and drive from the battery. Cool. They're rocking it out. Vertically, it's not quite lined up, so from an artistry standpoint, something, if you could tighten that down, I think that will really help, but definitely feel in the groove. All right, cool tenors. Now, you know, higher-end dynamics and lower-end dynamics, a little bit more contrast, I think, will help. You know, the addition of the rifles down front during that whole segment makes absolutely perfect sense. You know, you've got the guns and everything down in place here, which makes a lot of sense during a drum solo. I just think accentuating things a little bit more on the higher end and the lower end and making sure that everything is sort of locked in there visually from a color guard standpoint as well, so that we're feeling and seeing those punctuations at the same time. Yeah, it's almost playing through these phrases pretty well, guys. There's some issues, obviously, with intonation. I'm sure you're hearing that from the music ensemble and field people that are detracting a little bit from, you know, the overall sonority and getting you maximum credit. Not quite finishing that phrase together there. Let's make sure we're all contributing in the same way. That well-developed moment here into the grand pause, and then the big step up in this sort of double company front, supported by those beautiful silks in the back. But again, we've got a long phrase. There's just not a lot happening musically to really keep us engaged. All right, subito tempo change here, handled well by the ensemble. Great. Good, lots of energy. Visually, not so much. And it's important from a coordination standpoint that this is all tied in. We're feeling the velocity musically, for sure. All right, nice punctuations, front ensemble, 3 and 4. All right, really drives to the end. The sonority at the very end, I think there's something within the orchestration or the scoring that I think, I don't know if it's first trumpet needs to be a little higher. We need to spread out sort of things in terms of the last couple of chords there, but doesn't have quite the impact that we get from earlier parts of the production itself. Overall, an enjoyable show. You know, I think it starts really strong. I think some of the staging things work really well for you. I would just encourage you to take a look particularly at some of the longer sustained phrases, opener and closer particularly. The second or third is the third tune, I think it is, where you've got the trio mellophones on the prop and everybody, the other performers facing them. I think there's some things you can do in terms of shape and nuance, timbre and texture to really enhance that a bit more. And then just finish stronger at the end. I think, you know, get the velocity thing moving, some cleanliness, a little bit higher level of artistry overall, and it's a great product. Really appreciate your performance today, and I want to wish you the very best.